it's me again, and we are on to week 3 of the Love Starts With You Starter Pack. And I'm so excited for you, you're halfway through. Now, you've probably noticed that in the first couple of weeks, you've started to stir some emotions up. You've had to face a few painful realities, and your weekly homework points last week were about beginning to let go a little, to relax a little, soften a little. This is a key point to allowing love. Now, hopefully you have gone outside, you've done a bit of walking, you've done a bit of stretching, you've been doing your deep breathing, and you've been doing your healing river meditation as well as the basic breathing one. So you started to relax a little, you started to let things bubble up, and what you'll notice is they do bubble up to the surface. A bit like so when you get a splinter and it pushes its way up to the surface, there's poison and your body wants to get rid of it. Which means you're probably noticing you might have the desire to cry a bit more, get angry a bit more. And although you're clearing things, hopefully, clearing some of those things, you're letting them happen, there might still be some blocks. And that leads us to today, which is about clearing emotional debris, particularly pain and guilt. Guilt gets in the way and blocks us from letting go. This is a belief system that you have had, often regarding to the conditional crumbs or the stinky pie, that we learn to stop it. And understand that we're talking about avoidance of the truth and blocking love because we think it's going to be painful, but ironically, of course, we're causing ourselves more pain. Now, you heard me mention earlier on, I mentioned in one of the previous videos about the drain being blocked, and that your energy system works in the same way as your breathing and your digestive system. It needs to get rid of the waste, and that love can often work like a Mr. Muscle, will clear all the blocks, which is what you've been doing a bit with the healing river, but it's not enough. You have to take action to clear some of this. And so today's session is about understanding how to clear some of that and what those blocks are doing to your body. When you go to the toilet, do you look at, do you look at your shit afterwards and be ashamed of it, or look at the toilet and go, oh, that's terrible that I let go? No, because you're not weird, you're not freaky, that just sounds odd, doesn't it? You don't poke around in it and have a good look at it, you flush it away and get rid of it. It just is part of what you do. Do you feel ashamed for breathing out and letting go? Probably don't think you do, and generally you don't, but maybe you block yourself, keep your mouth closed, not letting go. What we're trying to do is encourage that, get rid of those horrible messages that, you know, we can't cry or we're not allowed to be angry, it's shameful, it's bad. Those all ideas come from the fact that we weren't responded to appropriately when we felt upset growing up, that it wasn't safe for us to express our emotions, and it certainly wasn't safe for us to express our anger. Now, part of growing up is that we want to separate. We want to become an individual, and that takes desire and anger. They are the same emotion, and that's the emotion that takes us to push forward in life, step away from our family, go out into the world. But the problem is, if we can't do that, we can't leave, because it's shameful. We mustn't grow up, we mustn't be independent. So we stay seeking to hold on to our family or our mum or dads. We stay in the nest instead of spreading our wings and learning to fly. So one of the emotions that's probably building up for you is anger and tears and pain and disappointment for the fact that you have stopped yourself from growing. You have joined in with the messages that you were given that it's not okay to grow. So we need to allow that out. Now, last week, you were asked to start doing walking, asked to start doing the writing, kind of writing down how you feel. But now we need to get more active. If you don't let this out, okay, it will make you sick. There's no lie to that, okay? People band around the word depression, okay? Depression is repressed desire, okay? Repressed desire to grow, that's all, okay? Repressed desire to stand on your own 2 feet, to be seen in the world, and the repressed desire to protect yourself. People who are evading your space and you don't know how to stand up for yourself, okay? It is the equivalent of, if I asked you to think about your kitchen bin, What do you do with it? When you fill it up with food and crap in the kitchen, do you empty it? I hope so. That you empty it, you take it out of the house and you put it in the trash, okay? If not, and I said to you, I want you to leave it there for the next, you know, 6 months, year, what's going to happen? Think about your kitchen. It's going to get putrid, it's going to be disgusting, it's going to get smelly and rotten, all that food's going to rot and be mouldy and it will be ghastly, absolutely gruesome. You won't want to go there, okay? Talked about, don't want to go into your home that if it feels rotten and vile, you won't want to go there, and that's the problem. When you have pain and guilt and sadness and you're holding onto it, it is just like your kitchen that's become overflowing with crap that you were putting in the bin and meant to be taking out and you weren't. Okay, it's full of rubbish. So it's a smelly, horrible place that you don't want to go to. Now, if you think about all that toxins and poison, okay, if this is your kitchen, this is where it all goes. The poison floats upwards and goes into your head, which makes you feel sick, makes you feel heavy, tired, you're just full of toxin. And that is depression. Leave it and keep ignoring those emotions, keep holding on to them and stop letting them out. Not taking action to release the crap from your body and you will get sick. All right? And as you can imagine, that will get worse and worse and worse. So you'll get flu and cold and stiffness and joints and arthritis and you might even get cancer. Okay, everything that is a dis-ease in your body is your body saying, I am not healthy, something is out of balance and you need to sort it. Okay, and usually that is caused quite a lot by repressed emotions, all right, emotional energy, emotional waste, all right. So your job is to let go of it, you don't want to hold on to it, because the universal law is you create a space and it will fill it with loving energy, all right. Now let me be clear about something, there is no such thing as negative energy, all right, hear me be clear about that, okay. There is only loving energy in the world, right? Human beings create blocks which they project onto other people. So that negative crap in your body, that poison, what we do is we project it onto someone else. We reject it, we don't want to go to our body, it feels crap and painful, so we project it out. We become passive aggressive, we project it out, we project our fears out, and we kind of try to push it, you know, push it to the side. It's a bit like our shadow. Kind of push it at the back and pretend it's not there, but of course everyone else can feel it, they can see it, okay? And that's what we're doing, we're projecting out. So that's what you're feeling, just other people's emotional blocks when people say it, negative energy. It's other people's shit, basically, that they're leaving lying around. But in the universe, there is no such thing as negative energy. There aren't evil spirits and, you know, horrible devils and all that crap that used to be around in the past. It's just negative waste. It's waste, yeah? It's not negative energy. There's no such thing. The universe wants to give you love. It wants to make you grow. It wants to make you bigger and stronger. We've talked about this. You will hear me repeat this over and over and over again. It's the natural order of things. And your body, when cleared of waste, when you stop having the blocks, you stop putting things in the way, your body will always seek to go back to its healthy state, or forward to its healthy state, okay? It always wants to be in its healthiest, balanced state, like everything else that's living on the planet, all right? Your job is to let go of the waste. And that means crying. That means shouting, swearing, getting your anger out, physically letting it out, okay? Whether that is doing activity, doing exercise, which is one way, but you may now start to realize there is buried emotions that need to come out, yeah, old crap. So a really good exercise, if you're feeling angry, okay, is to get on your bed, pile up all your duvets and cushions, okay, kneel on your bed, get a cushion, put it over your head, okay, and then beat your piled up duvet and cushions, okay, or pillows, right? Beat them, physically release it, and as you're doing that, growl, release, breathe, scream, shout, use any swear words that you want. Because remember when I talked about at the beginning, the key things for a healthy, loving life, okay, of loving yourself, key things to love, one of those is permission. Permission to express your emotions. The second one is to feel safe, okay? So if we do it on the bed, when we've finished and we've released all that energy, we get off the bed, we open our windows, and we remake the bed. So we know we have control to be able to say, this is my safe place. When I do it, I shut the doors, I'm in a safe room, on my safe bed, I'm not doing it in any way that's going to put me in danger, all right? Make sure to take care of yourself, take responsibility for doing it in a safe environment, because if you don't do that, if you don't take responsibility for your expression of your anger, you will take it out on other people, either passively aggressively or you will explode like a volcano and pick on the first person you can find, which is often your partner, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, or a family member, someone you feel closest and safest to. You will take it out on them, and that's not okay, all right? Because that reaffirms that guilt and fear that you're not allowed to own your power, you're not allowed to, you know, express your feelings. So take responsibility, be safe, and give yourself permission to do it in the right way, okay? The other thing is to do, you can do it, you can pull over and sit in your car and scream your heart out. You can stand in a field and scream, let it out. Your expression is to get it out of here, okay? You can also physically let it out, doing punches, air punches, all right? Screaming like that, okay? When you're doing that, really imagine yourself as the mammal that you are. You are an animal, okay? And you need to let it out. If you think of the lioness, she does not parade around going to the lion, oh, I couldn't possibly have my power. Oh no, I need you to go hunting. She is a fierce, beautiful creature, powerful creature, who defends her babies, protects her babies. She defends herself, yeah? She goes hunting. She's self-sufficient, okay? And she also is the one who chooses to let the lion be with her. She is powerful and in control of herself. And that's what you're supposed to be like. That you are not done to, but you are in charge of your life, okay? So, starting to be okay with some of this anger is really important. Start to feel that energy. It is that anger energy, okay, and desire energy, which is the same emotion, which is going to come up from the base of your body, upwards, okay? That's why occasionally you explode like a volcano, perhaps, because it comes up, and it's the earth energy, okay? It's the bottom half of your energy that wants you to grow. If you think about plants and trees, they all grow upwards, and so do you, okay? So you need to let that energy happen, because it also brings, you know, your sexuality, your creativity, your passion for life, your desire. Right. So you start to have some of that, start to be okay with that. Another way is to scribble. Get a big piece of paper and scribble, okay? Get crayons and scribble. Don't think about it as art, think about it as an expression. Just letting it out. You can do swear words, you can do colours, you can do shapes. Don't make it neat and tidy. Make it a free expression, okay? Those big words. Permission and freedom, okay? Love is freedom. Love is permission. Love is allowing yourself to feel your emotions, right? So there's three examples, okay, four examples actually, to let it out. So beating up your bed, verbally shouting and screaming, physically letting it out, whether through exercise or the beating the bed exercise, or air punching, imagining yourself kind of growling like the lioness, be powerful, let it out, okay, and scribbling. The other options that you've learned already, a bit of writing, all right, so you could write a journal. This will be a really good time to maybe start. Start free expressing some of these emotions, okay, like you wrote down your feelings with the meditation. So writing is a really good way. Don't make it neat, don't make it tidy, okay, don't, who gives a fuck about spelling, all right? It's about you expressing yourself freely at this stage, okay, without judgment, all right? So let it out. If the urge comes at any point in your meditating or doing this and it shifts into tears, cry. Don't stop yourself. You need to start embracing the joy of a good snot-filled cry pouring down your face. Let it go. You will not die from crying. You will not be told off from crying. You will not be judged for crying. Do not stop yourself. Do it in a safe place. If it's not a safe place, then that's really important. Don't, you know, you have that control already. But make sure if you're doing the meditation stuff, you should be in a safe place. So let go. Have a good cry. Let it out. You'll feel amazing afterwards, okay? Stop holding back. Crying is not a weakness. It is just your body doing the equivalent of you going to the toilet or breathing out. The same as anger is just the equivalent. Just getting rid of the waste. So let's get rid of some of the waste and challenge that guilt in you for having emotions. Yeah? Get rid of the pain. Get rid of the suffering. You've been holding a lot inside of you. Okay? And I guarantee that the universe will fill you up with love. Love will come along, energy will come along and fill you up, because you will feel lighter. You will feel clearer. You'll feel more spacious. You'll feel more free. Start to maybe feel a bit bubbly. That is the sign that the universe is filling you up with love. You're coming back to your natural state, which is happiness. That's who you are, loving happiness, okay? Light and light beam, energetic light beam. So, once again, a lot of info, okay? You're more than welcome to send me an email if you're struggling or you don't understand. Always remember, take responsibility for your well-being, okay? Take responsibility for your shit. Okay, don't project it out on people. Don't be passive aggressive. Wipe your own ass. Yeah, take responsibility to take care of yourself expressing these emotions, but give yourself permission to express them. All right, this is the key parts of permission: being safe, protecting yourself, and you know, expressing your emotions. These are the foundations of a love. So much love to you. Take care of yourself. Make sure to drink plenty of water when you're expressing emotions, okay? Because you need to flush it through your body. So keep drinking water and try and stay away from caffeine and sugar whilst you are clearing, okay? And afterwards. So much love to you. Take care. Have a good week, and I will see you next week.